You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, the temperatures went up just a little bit.
Rise.
Very excited about that. By this weekend, Brian, we should have temperatures above freezing. This will be the first time in over a week.
Lord have mercy. There was a that was the warmest 20 degrees I ever felt yesterday. Felt like a heat wave.
This morning, I came in with my coat open. I was feeling myself.
Boomerang style.
How was your evening?
It was very chill. Got home, chilled out, watched a little tube, browsed the internet a little bit, saw a little Boosie made a fool of himself, but we'll get to that later. Other than that, it was chill. What about yours?
I spent the majority of my evening relaxing and putting together some plans. I've got an event I'm doing on Saturday, so I'm preparing myself for that.
An event, huh?
You know, I love to stay busy, child.
Care to elaborate?
No?
Okay. All right.
I don't want no smoke.
So you didn't you didn't cook nothing for us this morning? You know, you didn't bring me no fruit or nothing to help, you know?
My intention was to cook again last night. It was Rice Krispies again.
Oh, Lord.
I think this is part of the reason why I'm not moving into wifehood.
What?
You know
you can do all that.
I can. I don't want to right now.
That'll certainly be a, it'll hold you back for some folks.
And I have a question about this because my dude, his father owned a business, so his mother was a stay-at-home mother. Mm-hmm. So he would get pot roasts and stuff on a Tuesday, Lord. Collard greens on a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, you got your work cut out for you.
And I can cook, but I don't know if I want to be out here cooking every day. I go over his house during the holidays. He'll throw his towel right next to the dirty clothes bin. I'm like, it's right there. Why you just didn't throw it in there? He used to his mother coming in there and cleaning up, I guess. So that's secretly part of the... I'm like, do I really want to be
part of it? All right, Shay. You better get some act right.
What you mean?
You better get some act right.
I don't understand that.
Or is he going... Mac right.
Girl bad. He ain't going nowhere, boo-boo. Trust. He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, all right. We'll see about that. I hope he don't, though.
He's not sugar. You know, you ain't never been ensnared in the web that is Shay.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621, look for highs in the lower 20s today. Right now, you're clear and cloudy in 7 in KCK. Shay, what's poppin'?
The Notorious B.I.G. said it best. More money, more problems.
Ain't lying about that.
Rihanna let the world know that she's a billionaire now. And folk dragging her. She's just so pretty.
For
I don't want to say lace front. Just dragging her.
About what?
Well, she had on a necklace that featured the Hindu god Ganesha, and folks said that that's cultural appropriation. One Twitter user said, "Stop using my religion as an aesthetic. That Ganesh figure at the end of the chain is a holy and sacred figure for us Hindus."
You gotta respect it, right? You gotta respect everybody's religion and everybody's race. You have to. So
you don't think that that's her honoring it?
I don't think I'm in a place to really have an opinion on it. So I don't know, Shay. I really don't know.
There's a lot of people who wear crosses. Are they wearing it as a religious symbol, or are they wearing it because it looked fly with diamonds on it?
That's a good point.
Reports say that Kanye West is still wearing his wedding ring. He's hoping against hope that he could get that lady back.
I don't know what for, man. Just move on, dog. Get your life back in order.
They're married. They got kids.
Get custody of the kids and move on, dog.
You don't need to have custody of those kids. Are you?
I'm just saying, I want custody of my kids. If it was me, I would want custody of them.
Kanye's not in his right mind, fam.
Kim is?
More than, yes.
Put in that work.
Yes. Yes, she is.
Okay. Feels me.
What mental illness have you seen out of her?
I'm just saying, if it was Brian, if it was me, I would want to go get my kids and get up out of there. That's all I'm saying.
Well, if you acting like Kanye, I'm sorry. I am going to go and testify on behalf of the baby mama.
Girl, what's going on?
I'm just letting you know.
Of course you would.
If you lose your mind.
Of course you would.
Because what's most important is the kids.
Okay.
They can't be raised by a crazy person.
Benedict Moore. Okay, I got you.
Well, you know, call me what you got to call me, boo.
You a traitor.
Just don't call me collect.
Nah, you supposed to be on my side.
I'm on the side of right.
Whatever.
In every situation. I don't care
right.
What it is.
I am right.
Boy, can I move on, please? Sage the Gemini was dragged on social media after posting a video with his ex Super Sense best friend, Tokyo Vanity.
The prep is light today. Good Lord.
There's a lot of people listening who know who Super Sense is. I do know who she is.
No. Do you know who Sage the Gemini is?
Yeah, he's a rapper who sang the Red Bull song, Bullpit. Pitbull song.
It gives you wings?
No, it's about the red nose.
You
know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Shake it like a...
And who's the story about with him?
Super Sense. She's very well known. Mm-hmm. She was on Hell's Kitchen first. Then she did story time with Super Sense on the internet, and that's where she got popping. Then she started a makeup company, which went bananas on her.
Sensation.
She's a millionaire now.
Oh, okay. Still need the autobiography from her because I don't know who this is.
That don't mean everybody else don't know just because you don't know.
What, he cheated on her or something? Or
we don't know. They was together for like 2 weeks and then they broke up. I didn't even know they broke up for real. I just finding this out.
Mm-hmm. I know you are.
I don't really care the long way about that, but I just feel like, you know, she's a self-made woman. Give her some love. The name of her company is Crayon Case. She got cute makeup.
You buying some stock in that?
No, but you should.
No, I'm good.
And you know why I say that?
No, I don't know why.
You don't?
Period.
Should I enlighten?
Nah, you good.
Okay.
576-7103. KC, hit us up and let us know.
Why you mad though?
Right now on a morning grind with Shay and Shine.
I thought you see it my way.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
Yeah. With the morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because my woman don't know who Meek Mills is.
What?
What?
I'm like, honey, Meek. Hey, she don't know who Meek Mills or J. Cole. I would be riding in the car. I'm like, honey, Meek gone. She's like, who is Meek? You mean Drake? It sounds like that's Drake to me. I'm like, come on, honey. That man, you wack. You just sit down somewhere.
She's stuck in the analog era, fam. You got to get her out of the Stone Age.
I told her if it ain't no Aretha Franklin or Boyz II Men or something.
How old is old girl?
She in her 30s.
Okay, you know, okay.
I ain't gonna put her out there like that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna do my woman like
with
that.
With Aretha?
You know?
I'm like, well, dang, she got...
She got a hard hairstyle, fam.
Nah. She
set that ponytail on them sponge rollers and put it in the microwave.
If it ain't no old school lovey-dovey music or something like that, you know what I'm saying? She like, I ain't into all that hip-hop, and I don't know, but half the time, I don't even know what they be saying. I'm like,
we understand.
Go ahead and get your woman an Apple Music subscription and keep it moving.
Hey, and that's the bad thing, man. She got an iPhone.
All right, have a good one.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the morning grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper in the
school, so I brag much. I get paper and a bread, that's a sack lunch.
Top 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Good morning, 651. What up, Max Sauce? Look for highs in the lower 20s. Cold and cloudy. Right now, you're clear at 7 at Lee's Summit.
Things look like Soul Food Tour is going to continue on. I don't see any emails, no cancellations so far.
That's good.
Jay's Chicken, 2831 Prospect Ave. $5 carryout special is 8-piece leg and thigh.
Oh, yeah. Love legs and thighs. Sweet potato pie.
Rise. Talking about the weather isn't small talk anymore. It's really important to know how to prepare yourself for the day. Millions of Americans had to get through another chilly night last night, particularly in Texas, where folks are still without power as they're dealing with frigid temperatures, snow, and ice.
Yes, I saw an apartment building and the pipes had burst on a car, and the car was just covered in glaciered ice, like Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat had put his little move on the car. It was crazy looking.
Texas officials have ordered 7 million people, amounting to one quarter of the state's population, to boil their tap water before drinking it. Water pressure has fallen across Texas because of frozen lines, and many people leaving their faucets dripping, trying to prevent the pipes from freezing. More than 30 people have been killed. Among them, people who suffered carbon monoxide poisoning by starting their vehicles inside of their garages trying to warm the house up.
Right.
It's an awful situation.
It is, man. And I saw a tweet yesterday that said, you know, people are worried about the climate in the future. Well, I think we need to be worried about the climate now.
These are the beginning effects of that. You know, these issues, areas in the country that normally don't experience these sorts of conditions are now experiencing them.
Yep. And now we having statewide emergencies. You know, like, I can't imagine being in a state or a city where you're ill prepared for snowstorms and ice. That, I mean, just, and you see what's going on, it's manic down there now. So we just got to keep our folks in Texas in our prayers.
The weather is just not affecting people in the South and in the Midwest. In Indonesia, a woman is claiming that a gust of strong wind got her pregnant and she gave birth an hour later.
Jesus coming back.
Strong gust of wind. That's what them same ladies be saying on Maury when they get to taking off running after he says,
"Oh Lord, no.
You are not the father.
You're not my dad.
It don't matter who you are, everybody is a star.
Everybody's dancing till it in heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as listening skies. Let it resound loud as a rolling sea."
Yep. Lift Every Voice Challenge. Thank you, Alana Marie, for accepting it.
Hey, thank you.
If you want to be a part of it, just send me 30-second or less video of yourself doing Lift Every Voice and singing. You could hear yourself right here on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Rise.
I love that.
Brian, my oldest sister, Roselle, taught me how to read. She cooked for me and my middle sister, made us stay in the house because mommy wouldn't let us go outside when she wasn't home. She was like a mother to me. Because my mother had to work, you feel me? You know, she was single, parent. She still thinks she's the boss of me to this day, which is
She is.
No, she's not. Mm. She's 7 years older than me and 4 years older than my middle sister. I think many folks listening this morning may have a similar situation, similar story.
I taught Jared how to do mathematics when he was like 2 or 3 years old, my little brother Jared, and he undoubtedly was the smartest one in my family. So I was left at home alone with my siblings as well when my parents had to work.
Should our parents have been arrested for leaving kids with older siblings?
No.
Well, Shayna Bell, she's a 24-year-old mother. She left her 10-year-old to watch the 2-year-old sibling in a motel they were staying in while she worked at a local Little Caesars. Someone called the police. The police showed up to the motel room, removed the kids, gave the children to the daddy, promptly went to Little Caesars and arrested Shayna.
Wow.
So a lot of folks are reaching out to help. P from Quality Control Music, he donated $10,000 to Bell's campaign for a lawyer and to hopefully make this not be detrimental to her life. NBA player JaVale McGee donated $5,000. There's a GoFundMe account for her. As I was thinking about this story, I'm like, dang, well, shoot, my parents would have been locked up.
A lot of parents were, Shay, back then.
And then I did, shoot, now. Then I did the math, and that means she had her child at 14. And she's out here living in a motel trying to work to provide.
I think this shines a light on how completely messed up and backwards this country is. This young lady's trying to work hard, trying to do it the right way. And you know, obviously she's struggling to make ends meet.
And I get that children have to have someone watching them. As a matter of fact, most of the recommendations from doctors say that 10, 11, or 12 is a good age for children to be home alone for a short period of time, but only under an hour is what the experts say.
Boy.
Kansas City, what do you think is the appropriate age? If your parents, how old were your kids when you allowed them to watch siblings or other kids connected to you guys?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21. Look for highs in the lower 20s. Cold with a little bit of sun. Right now, you're sunny and 7 in the Northland. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Aquarius friends. Football player, number 26 on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Le'Veon Bell out here, 29.
Mm-hmm.
Actor John Travolta is 67.
Staying alive. Hey.
His beat drops so hard.
It do.
Rapper Juel Santana is 39 today. Oh. It says disputed.
Boy 39.
My boy. I got trust for my. That's why. I remember when this came out. It was my first full-time job in radio.
Spring of 02.
Man, I used to love playing this song on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trouble deep, Bell, buddy.
He got love for it. That's my.
Film and TV producer, ex-wife of Babyface, Tracy Edmonds, is 54. And founding member of NWA, he in a whole lot of trouble right now. Dr. Dre, he 56.
Yeah. Hey. Love Dr. Dre. You ain't gonna say happy birthday to me?
It's not your birthday.
It's my half birthday.
Oh, Brian, get over yourself.
6 months from now, y'all, National B-Shine.
You don't have half birthdays. You're a grown man. You're 35 years old. You sound ridiculous.
Happy birthday to everybody born on February 18th.
Oh my God. You just made me so angry.
It's my pleasure.
20 years after its release, Lauryn Hill's The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill has reached diamond status. Now, of course, diamond means 10 million units of the album.
I thought it was already diamond.
You thought wrong.
Yeah, all right. I'll look that up.
Okay. A few other folks have gone diamond. Michael Jackson's Thriller. Adele's 21. Britney Spears' Baby One More Time. Eminem's The Marshall Mathers LP, and Confessions from Usher went diamond too.
Nelly, Country Grammar didn't go diamond. It didn't.
I don't know.
And Those All Eyes on Me, that didn't go diamond. That wasn't.
I read enough. Okay. I don't gotta read all of them.
Moving on. I just like to talk music facts, man. I just like, that's just what I do, you know. So my bad. I on a music show. My bad. I'm sorry.
Condolences to the rapper Jeezy. His mother passed away. He posted a picture of himself next to his mom's casket with the caption, "You taught me to be a man when I was a boy, made me man up, be a father when I was a kid, raised me to be a natural born leader when I was lost. You lifted me when I was down, inspired me when I had no inspiration, always told me I was bigger than my circumstances. My superhero feared nothing or no one, no obstacle or setbacks. You are in a better place."
Hey, love on your mamas, man. Nobody gonna love you like your mama do.
This is true.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We're talking about the 24-year-old mother who left her 10-year-old to watch the 2-year-old sibling in a motel that they were staying in. Young lady was working at Little Caesars, a pizza shop. My mind just took a detour. Maybe if she was making $15 an hour, she would have been able to afford a babysitter. There's a lot of arguments about whether or not fast food jobs should pay $15 an hour. You back somebody up against the wall, and they need the money to pay the rent for that week. Because if she's living in a motel, to me, that means she's trying to stay out of the streets.
Shay, whenever we talked about this, $15 minimum wage for the fast food workers, this exact scenario always plays in my mind. What if there's a single mother, you know, 1, 2, 3 kids or whatever, and they simply just cannot make it? It is hard out here for people, y'all.
Someone was watching the motel room, called the police. Police came to the motel. The 10-year-old daughter said, "Mom's at work at Little Caesars. She'll be home around 10 o'clock. They went and arrested the young lady for endangering the kids. Most experts say that age 10 or 11, it's okay for a child to be left alone at home, but under an hour is what the stipulation says.
You know, I understand and I respect your expertise, and I'm talking like as if I'm the young lady, but fam, look, I don't care about none of that when I have to get to work. I have to get to work or else I'm going to get written up or I'm going to get fired and lose my job and not have no money. So what am I supposed to do?
The experts say the factors that you have to take into consideration when leaving a child home alone is, do you live in a quiet, rural, or residential neighborhood? Does the area have a low crime rate? Do you have an alarm system? Does your tween know how to operate it? Can your child understand and follow basic rules like locking the door after coming inside and not opening it for strangers? It's a whole list of things to take into consideration. How old were you when you were left with young kids or were left alone?
I think it matters the maturity level of the child, because I have a 13-year-old right now and I leave her for a short period of time. But then it's also a matter of their comfort level. So it's knowing your child. I have one younger than her as well. And I'll let her tend to him. But I also have one that's 22 that I would rather leave my 13-year-old at home with my younger child than with my 22-year-old.
What?
So, yeah. Well, just need to know your kids. So,
22-year-old out here making TikToks and ignoring the children.
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Christina.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too. All right. Who was the first black pro golfer? A. Tiger Woods. B. John Shippen. C. Robert Hawkins.
Uh, It ain't Tiger. I'm gonna go with B.
John Shippen. That yes. would be correct, friend.
Hey!
3 for 18. I'm feeling you.
You know,
John Shippen, at 16 years old, became the first black pro golfer at the 1896 U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills.
I'm not 3 for 18. My score is much better than that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Police ran down on 21-year-old Shanae Bell. She was working at Little Caesars. She left her 10-year-old and her 2-year-old inside of a motel that they were staying in alone while she worked. Someone called the police, let them know that the children were there alone. They went to Little Caesars and arrested her. This is shocking to me just because I was left with older siblings a lot as a kid. When I went off to kindergarten, I knew how to read because my sister used to play school with us.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't 15 years old. Mm-hmm. She was still a preteen.
I was always left alone with my older brother. Always in our house. Especially during the summertime. And I remember with my little brother, Jared, watching him when I was all of 10, 11, 12 years old. It's a new way of thinking, man. And I get it. I totally get it because of things that have happened. But at this point, it's a case-by-case case with this situation. This lady is trying to survive. And you gonna throw her in jail? Come on, man.
Thea said on our Hot 103 Jams Facebook page, I was 5 years old babysitting my baby sister.
Mm.
My mother worked 2 jobs, and her boyfriend was in and out of jail. My older brothers left when she did. No babysitter, just me and the baby.
That is people's reality. I know some people are shocked right now listening to this, but that is those are the situations that people face every single day in this city.
Leon said, 10 years old is old enough. Just give him the talk. You better not open that door for nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner's in the microwave, snacks in the fridge. Love you, be good, and I'll call you on my break.
Fam, you can go even further than that. If you got home surveillance, you can watch your kids all day. You got cameras in the house. But I know it's different, though, because you need somebody, you know, should be there. But there are times, though, where you got to do what you got to do.
What do you have to say about this? What age is appropriate to be left alone?
My daughter was 10 years old when I let her stay at home by herself. And she's an only child. Now, if they had the father watching the kids now, why wasn't he watching them for her so she can go to work?
Mm-hmm.
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
Where was he at when she needed him? Hey, I think the blame should go on the father, too, because you know this girl is trying her best to take care of your kids, but you're not out here trying to help her. But now, all of a sudden, since they're trying to put her in jail, you got the kids. Now, who's going to watch them while you got them?
Well, thank you so much for calling up and sharing with us this morning.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I've really been thinking about this for over a year now. I really want another dog.
Really? Did you know I've never had a pet?
I had one before I moved to Kansas City. I went to my mother. I went to both of my sisters and begged them to watch my dog until I got settled in here in Kansas City. And they said 2 words. Hell no.
We actually got it recorded.
No, we don't.
My dog. No.
Shut up. My dog's name was Joy. And I really love my dog. She was bad, though. That's why nobody would watch her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was really a bad, bad, bad girl. But in some cases, pets can be a joy. And they can save your life in some cases.
Hmm.
A family was at home relaxing, Brian, you know, just doing them, when they noticed their cat sniffing around the fireplace valve in an unusual manner. So then one of the family members decided to go investigate and see what the kitty cat was sniffing at. That's when they found out that they had gas coming out of a faulty valve.
Mm.
And the folks at the gas company said that if they had arrived even 20 minutes later, that this could have been life-threatening.
Oh, wow.
For the family. Now, of course, they've now taken up a fund to provide the cat with the most delicious cat food available and treats of all kind, catnip included.
Like Garfield.
And the family, they sent us over what happened. For some reason, they recorded it.
Hey, baby socks.
Meow.
What's wrong, honey?
Meow.
Why are you by the fireplace?
Meow.
Get out?
Meow.
But why, socks?
Meow.
Oh.
Meow.
Oh. Honey, I think we need to get out of here.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821 today. Look for highs in the lower 20s. Right now, you are sunny in 8 at the Granby Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Brian, what's happening here?
What's going on?
What is happening here? I'm looking at this picture of Tory Lanez. Wiglet or whatever that is he's wearing is patchy than the fool. What's going on,
girl? What's going on?
Oh, he had hair surgery because he's bald, so he had surgery, but I don't think he had—
did they not finish?
I don't think he had the gold surgery. He might have had the bronze surgery,
but he was bragging that he spent $30,000 on his hairline.
Oh boy.
No,
Brian, it looked like my sponge in my kitchen. I ain't even gonna lie. You know how it got the green on one side? And then as you've been scrubbing, parts of it get missing.
Somebody put up, you know, when you get a Reese's and you take the Reese's cup out of the black thing.
And part of the chocolate gone.
That's what his head looked like, fam. The ghost of Megan Thee Stallion is gonna be up on you, fam. Sorry.
I'm glad you're here missing. I'm glad. That's right. Till you do right by me. Every haircut you have gonna be patchy.
Ew.
Shoot.
That boy was out there hooping. He didn't think no cameras was out there. He felt safe than the fool.
Say he was hooping?
Yeah, dog. He didn't look. He didn't. He wasn't. He thought it wasn't no cameras. He thought he was cool. He could live free. He had another thing coming.
Tell you. Nicole Young said Dr. Dre got another thing coming if he think letting his side chicks wear her clothes is the move.
What? Be sexy.
This lady, she is going to uncover
everything.
That's my type of chick, because if I'm leaving, taking the light bulbs out
here
the refrigerator.
I'm
taking all the toilet tissue off the roll. I ain't leaving nothing. If I had a plug in there, I'm taking it with me.
I'm going to cuss you out, Brian.
I use wet wipes anyway.
Wet wipes for what?
You say you taking all the toilet tissue.
You don't know what I do in my free time. You have never been in the bathroom with me.
I said I use wet wipes.
I just had a thought. Like, I wish you hadn't have said that. I imagined you on the toilet.
Well, you know.
Hey. What are you doing?
I'm a human being. Everybody listening is a human being.
Everybody poops. I was just watching Cardi B's thing on Facebook. She has a Facebook show called Cardi B Tries.
Mm-hmm.
And she read a book to a bunch of kids called Everybody Poops.
Oh boy.
That's so funny that you said that. And I was just watching that last night. I woke up 2:00 in the morning and couldn't go back to sleep. So Boosie took to Instagram to react to folks calling him a whole hater over his comments about Lori Harvey and her cat facts.
Well, I won't hate on Lori. I just say y'all got it up saying that's goals. If you saying that's goals, that means you want your daughter to 7 or 8, 9 in a couple months in the industry. If that's goals, if that's cool with you for your daughter doing that, then I can't say. But what's wrong with y'all is y'all salute the woman who get passed around, but y'all dog the woman who stick by they when they over. Y'all dog the real who stick by they. You heard me? But y'all salute the who go from hand to hand. The world up. But the woman who stick by her, found her one celebrity and stick by that, she stupid.
Unleash. Come on, Shay. Unleash.
You sad, and I love it.
Come on.
Unleash.
Unleash.
All I'm going to say is worry about your list of partners and friends. Why you care about what Lori Harvey, what, she turned you down or something? Because that's what I'm thinking. Why do you care how many people she was with? And how do you know she slept with all of them? She might have just blew on their neck
and let me have multiple men.
People don't be knowing who, unless you got pictures of her, you don't know what that lady did.
What's wrong with a woman loving multiple men?
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who's this?
What up? This your boy Dime Dutter, man. Let's come out with that something in my heart, Michelle Light. Come on, with, let's run it. Let's run it.
Really?
Okay, let's see how you sound.
Something you should know. Something in my heart, something in, ooh, it got me hooked on you.
Hey,
yeah. Ooh, something in my heart.
Find that key.
That's it, bro. That's it. That's all I got.
Shay enjoyed that. She was entertained.
Was she?
Yeah, dog.
How about now?
Hey, that's what's up. As long as I entertain someone.
Speak for yourself, Brian. I ain't said nothing about that performance.
Yo, you just got entry into that grand prize joint for your chance at $1,000. Plus, we're going to hook you up with $30 in Kansas Lottery X Games instant tickets, all right?
That's what's up. Well, I got to come up there and get that.
Well, no, the station closed. We'll tell you more about it later. Just hold on.
I forgot it. Yeah, I forgot.
Just hold on, baby. Compliments to the Kansas Lottery and Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. What's that station, boo?
Hey, Hot 103 Jams, baby. Don't forget to slam that Z.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cold cash.
Making deposits.
Always giving you more chances to win.
Always winning.
Kansas City's number one.
Number one.
The hip-hop and R&B.
Hot 103 Jams.
Making that real money.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.